Today, many Americans don't think much about the right to vote. Yes, we do vote, and we should vote, but actually having the right to vote, well, we don't think so much about it, since it's a right all adults have. However, to this lady, it means much more, for she led the fight for that right for all of us. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The date was March 7, 1965. Against her mother's wishes, 15-year-old Diane Harris and her younger brother had participated in what is today known as the Bloody Sunday March in Selma, Alabama.
That was one whooping that I can remember. It was hard for me to cry because I felt like I had done the right thing in a way. However, I was disobedient.
2.5 weeks later, Diane and her brother took a bus to Montgomery to join those marching to the state capitol. The highlight was hearing Dr. Martin Luther King address the crowd.
I'll never forget the last words because they said we wouldn't get here. We would only get here over their dead bodies, but we are here to tell them we are here and ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Diane was being raised in a single-parent household. She had seen her mother denied the right to vote through tests given to blacks.
That was a literacy test given to them. A mom tried on many occasions. It had 100 plus questions on it. Even people with a PhD couldn't pass that test. And they were asked all kinds of crazy questions and whatever. My mother tried, I know, 3 or 4 times. She would go after work.
Voting and the movement means much to Diane over a half century later.
I never miss an election. It's ingrained and instilled in me. I didn't get cattle prod for nothing. And so it's a part of me to really continue voting as much as I can.
Diane still lives in her hometown and is often called upon to lead tours of the important sites and share her own story with visitors. Traveling the countryside in Selma, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.